for roofing and metal buildings.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit.
Big Lillian's for that needed 400 cases of Coors beer for the Southern Classic. There was only one man to call, the Bandit. Rest in peace, Mr. Burt Reynolds, great actor. Died yesterday at the age of 82. Lived a good life, Spinozzi. Lived a good life.
I don't know a whole lot of people that partied more than Burt Reynolds, because he had to be a wild man back in the days of that Cosmo shoot where he was naked and his body looked like a fur rug. It, very, very sadly, I heard that he looked back on that time as, you know, not his best time. He said he wasn't especially proud of that photo shoot because he kind of felt like somehow it reflected upon everybody else who was in, daggone it, the movie where Ned Beatty was abused. Come on.
Deliverance.
Deliverance, thank you very much. He didn't think it reflected on his co-stars in that movie, but, you know, I think it's one of his crowning moments. Burt Reynolds is just great, great, great actor and a man's
man. This morning, yeah. Even the other movies were good. Cannonball Run was good.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that.
Smokey and the Bandit, of course, is one of the all-timers. It's got some great actors in it, of course, with Jackie Gleason. Lonnie Anderson, man, that kind of got rough between the two of them.
Can you imagine that you like the girl so much you would turn down the movie Terms of Endearment to go and make a movie stroker ace just so Lonnie Anderson could have a gig? You mean, I'm going to tell you what, that's some powerful business for a woman to have. That means her business was powerful.
Undefeated. It's undefeated. that's kind of a Ginger Marianne situation, right? Lonnie Anderson and Sally Field?
Yeah, I would think so. That's a great Who Would You Do? I'd take the frog.
I don't know. That'd be tough. It's kind of... To play that game with people that are that old now is not so palatable.
We got to go with the 80s version of both of them.
We need to hit the ejection button right now. all right, it's a Friday, man. It's happy to have you with me today.
I'm thrilled, man.
You running on fumes? Are you good?
No, I'm good. You know what? It's oddly enough, this kind of weather makes me stay in. I have not set foot outside of my house in the evenings since last Saturday, so I'm raring to go going into this weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. Another Saturday of college football, and I'm really more excited for Sunday. I'm in 18,000 fantasy football leagues, all right? The last draft I had was on Wednesday night, and so I'm going to be watching a ton of NFL on Sunday. That will be one of those days where I'll have to do some serious stretching and things like that for about 8 straight hours on the couch.
I'm all about the red zone, man. Man, my attention deficit disorder does not serve me well when watching an NFL game because the pace just moves so much slower than college football games. It's kind of, they're almost different games. They do the same thing, but they go about it in such a different way. So the red zone was definitely created for people like me. Unless it's the Raiders or if I have a bunch of fantasy guys involved, as you said, then, you know, I just want to pop around. Whoever's ready to score, let's watch.
Well, you got a good situation coming up on with the Raiders on Monday. I mean, the last game of the week. You have no
except other for the fact that it comes on so late.
It is late. I don't remember very many times in the past. It's been about 9 years since the NFL's been doing this Monday night doubleheader opening week that I've probably made about half awake. And well, I get it if I'm you, because I'm going to bed a lot earlier. If I'm you, I've got to get up that early. So, anything. The OSU game to me, again this week, kind of is more intriguing than the OU game because of the Taylor Cornelius quarterback situation. And at times last week, the OSU offensive line didn't get a whole lot of push off the ball. I'm not holding anything against, really, that group because of the level of competition. The same thing with the defense for the Cowboys, which looked good at times, but then also lost some interest in that game because they were going up against such an inferior opponent. South Alabama's got some better players than the Missouri State. I don't think that they're going to give OSU any challenge, but I do want to see how comfortable the corn dog looks this week, if he can settle some of those nerves.
I think you nailed it when we were talking to Craig a little bit earlier. I mean, the phrase job interview is the perfect way to describe Taylor Cornelius. If he comes in this week and he looks comfortable, then it's his. I mean, it's his until he either gets injured or they fail in some way. But if he stumbles a little bit, then, I mean, it just opens the door for all of the questions. Where, I mean, nobody's ever seen Drew Brown play for OSU, but I just think that the OSU offense this year, Mark, has so many parts around him. He's got the running backs. He's got receivers. He's got everything. The offensive line may be suspect at times. I mean, we'll see. But I just think you need to put a driver in this offense. And as long as that guy can just do the most rudimentary things and make a play for you every now and then on third down, that's all you need. Because you've got everything you need to succeed around the quarterback. So he either grabs a job this week or you got to look at somebody else.
Speaking of the Cowboys, did you see Mike Gundy last night?
No, I did not see Mike Gundy last night. I was wondering if you're going
to sorry, that was a very dramatic pause. I'm going to tell you.
It was.
Stillwater played Norman North in high school football last night, and Gundy choppered in. He choppered into the game.
Yeah.
Dude, that is badass. I'm just telling you right now. I've choppered into a few places. And my chest was swollen when I was doing that. Now, it was never my chopper. It was somebody else's dime. But that was good times. I choppered into Eichen's one night to pick up some chicken. We were flying from Tuttle, or Kingfisher to Tuttle, and Newsnight's chopper, I don't think it smelled the same after that. I mean, the aroma of the fried chicken, onions, was prevalent in the chopper. Give a shout out to my man Clint Sanderson, who landed that bird right there next to the post office.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, how close by did you land? Because there are some open parcels of lands around Eichens where you could land that thing. But helicopters make me nervous in general. I've flown in a bunch of airplanes, and my father was a Baltimore City cop, so I mean, he knew the guys that flew the helicopters around town. So I got to fly quite a bit as a kid, but. How about just having your dad be the head coach of OSU first and foremost, then have your dad, who's head coach at OSU, chopper in, and then have your name be Gunnar Gundy? I mean, what the crap? How much better a situation is that for a guy in life?
Pretty good, man. We had our Vipe photo shoot early in the season, and Gunnar came in. I mean, really, really well-mannered, nice young man. I was very impressed with him. Young guy, a young kid, too. He's only a sophomore. So Stillwater rolled it up on the T-Wolves last night, on the Timberwolves. But I thought, hey, salute to Mike Gundy. I know he's a busy man. He's got to prepare for all that stuff. So why not just chopper into the stadium? Everyone says,
cool,
you know, he's really good about – he attends a lot of his kids. You know, he missed the car wash at ESPN one year. His son had a baseball tournament, and he attends all those events and things like that, which I think is really cool that he does, but likes to maintain a little bit of a low profile unless, the need to chopper in someplace.
Yeah, my father was a police officer, and when he'd show up on the parking lot of my Little League games, everybody'd be like, oh, cool, your dad's a cop. And I'd be like, that's right.
All right, what else we got going on today? We will have Jake Trotter on at the 1 o'clock hour. He is going to make his locks of the week, his picks. Jake last week was 2-3. He did win his lock. And so we'll see if he can keep up with Missile Dusty Knight at 3-2. Spinozzi, I was listening to you guys do the locks this morning, but I'm not sure that I remember hearing yours.
I took TCU minus,
okay.
I think it's 22.5.
At the Iron Skillet game
today. They're going to crush them, yeah.
I think that line looks really funny. I mean, you would think that SMU, who's not very good, it's first year for Sonny Dykes. A little bit different system than they had with Chad Morris. But I don't know, man. TCU should be able to handle them pretty easy. I don't see SMU scoring a bunch in this game. There have been SMU upset them one year when I think they only won one game or two games. SMU upset TCU. It's definitely a rivalry, but TCU's got a lot better players. I'm trying to look back at the history of that game, and I definitely don't remember SMU being real competitive in the last couple of seasons. So I know Pat keeps holding out hope that Tulsa is going to play well at Texas. Dusty picked Texas as one of his selections. I didn't want to jump on the bandwagon and make my choose Texas as well, but I really like Texas in that game pretty big.
Yeah, if you made me pick a side in that game, I'd run to the window to pick Texas in that game.
It's 23.
I don't know how many. I mean, If I'm a Texas fan, I just want to throw myself off a building, because how many more times can Ehlinger just throw that hand grenade at the absolute worst time? Because if he doesn't, even though he doesn't have tremendously talented running backs around him, they've got enough on offense and enough on defense that they should win games.
Yeah, that's, well, turnovers, man, has been so costly for them. If they can avoid the turnovers, then I think they should be in pretty good shape. But at some point in time, like I said, Ehlinger, you figure he's going to be better as a sophomore. It's a very bad omen that in game one of this season, he makes a critical mistake again. Sometimes you just, you don't learn, you know? It's very difficult. So I think that is something that they watch. And I think that people are right that I've heard the Ultimate say this, and I think he's right, that if there are more issues in this game, then I'm playing Casey Thompson or I'm playing Cameron Rising, some of those freshmen, and just seeing what they can do. And, you know, because that quarterback position is so critical for Texas.
I mean, at some point, you just can't be an idiot. And he made throws last week that you could just credit it toward. I mean, whether it's the OU game, you go, I don't know, he could have been concussed. And then later in the season in other games, you're like, look, you can't make that idiot throw when you're in junior high school. You'd get screamed at. You'd run all day long. So for him to do it in the coming back again his second season, yeah, if he makes any mistakes like that this week at all, I'm just going, look, enough with you. You might have all the physical skills you need to get this job done, but you're a moron, and I can't have a moron playing quarterback at Texas.
Okay, I'm with you on that. I think that they should. It should be a pretty easy win for the Longhorns there. Would you like to say hi to the missile?
I would like to say hi to the missile. We played the Smokey and the Bandit music coming out. I think this Halloween, the most perfect Halloween costume contest is me and the missile as Big and Little Enos Burdett.
Let's do it.
Oh, I'm all for it. I like it. Missile, do you know who Big and Little Enos are?
Absolutely not.
Spinozzi, this is an outrage.
It really is like somebody saying, I don't know what Christmas is, or I don't know, you know, I've never had turkey. That is outrageous, Missile. I mean, at least in honor of the great Burt Reynolds passing, you're going to have to sit down at some point and watch Smokey and the Bandit.
You've not seen Smokey and the Bandit?
No.
Oh.
It hurts
gotta
my
watch.
Heart. It
you
just hurts
watch.
My heart that you haven't seen it.
You know, back in the day, Missile, you probably didn't realize this, but Coors Beer, they didn't sell it east of the Mississippi. It's a Colorado thing. So, Big and Little Enos, they wanted Coors Beer in Atlanta. And so they challenged the Bandit to go get 400 cases of Coors Beer and drive it from Texarkana to Atlanta. It's all in the song.
Makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Makes the song make sense.
That was one of the greatest 35-year-ago movie plot breakdowns of all time. And by the way, do not let us forget the great snowman, Jerry Reed.
Jerry Reed and his dog. There was a basset hound in that movie. I mean, I don't know. That may
Fred.
Be close to the perfect movie.
Yeah, I think so. Jackie Gleason made that movie so unbelievable. Just so unbelievable.
Son, when I get home, I'm going to punch your mama in the mouth. There's some great lines in that.
You sounded taller on the radio. I mean, we could go Smokey and the Bandit lines all day long.
That was definitely, that's one of the all-time great movies. It was one of the all-time great movies.
And the Germans got nothing to do with it, son.
Missile, you're missing out. You need to check that out. The Missile and I are going to be let loose tomorrow night in Oklahoma City, a rare Saturday night remote broadcast. We're going to be on the air from 8 o'clock until 10 at Cat's Tavern.
That's
you ever
one
been
of
to
my
Cat's Tavern?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I was just going to tell you that I plan to join you guys there and watch the OSU game. That's one of my regular haunts. I like Cat, and that's a really, really cool joint. It used to be called something else, and it was right around the corner
by
from
George.
My bar. By George. And it was around the corner from my bar, and when I wanted to hide from my bar, I would drive a mile down the road, and I'd hide out at by George.
Cat's Tavern is, even when it was by George, that's a very cool place. It's kind of, like you said, it's a little out of the way on Klassen, but I've always had a good time when I've been in there. And so Saturday night, Missile and I are we're going to have a good time. So there may or may not be some malted beverages consumed during the show. We'll have to get a Styrofoam cup.
Maybe not. We're going to keep everyone up to date on all the scores, keep you up to date on the OSU game. We'll have a lot going on.
All right, so So come Spinozzi
will be out there, apparently.
Come hang absolutely. Out with us tomorrow night.
There you go.
You need to do your research, Missile, so you can get the, like, all you need to be Little Enos is a white suit.
That's it?
Yep.
Well, it's easy. I can just Google what I need.
Yeah,
right?
Google it up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
easy.
You'll
be there. I'll even wear a fake mustache. I'll be the bandit if you guys are big and Little Enos. And we'll drink so a lot the of next,
You know what? That's here. That is absolutely perfect. And getting Dusty involved as a snowman.
Maybe I should be Jerry Reed. Maybe I should be Jerry Reed. Had you ever heard of Jerry Reed before I asked you to get that music today?
No.
Oh. I'm shaking my head side to side vigorously right now. Very disappointed.
It's like his
very,
first very day on our planet, Mark. Or it's like he just showed up here from another galaxy.
Yep. That's very disappointing. All right, we're going to take an opening timeout. I'm here at Hajoka today, and Hajoka is a funny name, but they are very serious about customer service, and they have some great specials going on for you. We'll tell you more about that as we get down through the show. Spinozzi is in Shawnee today at P&K Equipment.
Yup, Grissom's is now P&K Equipment. We're a mile south of I-40 on 177, and they'd like me to announce we have three winners right now, all winning $50 coupons from John Deere branded merchandise, parts, attachments, and accessories. Ricky Walgren, Gerald Polsky, and Kenneth McReynolds. Come on and get your $50 coupons from John Deere here out at P&K in Shawnee.
All right, we may fire up the phone lines here. If you've got anything that you'd like to discuss, maybe you want to make a T&W Tire Lock of the Week, feel free to do it. 460-WWLS, 888-285-WWLS. It's a special.